This is the Evil Never Dies podcast with Brett and Carl. This podcast may contain adult themes, violence, and strong language. Listener discretion is advised.
The Evil Never Dies podcast.
Welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast, episode 240, man. We're up to 240 already.
Don't ask me. I don't keep counting none of this stuff.
Well, the only reason I do is because it comes up every time I put one out. And
there you go.
The midweek was 239, so.
I don't even know if anybody's else is paying attention. It's just you now on how many episodes. I don't want to do no more anniversaries about anything, honestly.
We probably won't.
We don't need to.
We're just gonna. If you know we're here, we're here.
Yeah. No more anniversaries. We can keep track of the individual episodes because you've got them pulling up. But yeah, no more anniversary shows. That first year anniversary show was the worst thing I ever experienced in my life. Remember that?
Yeah, it was like 3 hours long or some shit.
We're back.
Yeah, we had the free version of Zoom and you could only do 40 minutes. We should have knocked it off the first 40 minutes.
That thing's like 4 hours long. It's St. Patrick's Day weekend. I've got on a Best Made Pickles shirt. If you don't live in Texas, you probably never heard of Best Made Pickles. So you're bad luck, I guess.
And I got my hat on. Got me a hat today at the Dollar Tree.
I almost bought a hat at Walmart, but supposed to go to the dark hour tomorrow night but I don't know if I'm going or not. Unknown.
Don't know if you feel like going around getting chased around by leprechauns.
Don't know if I feel like it now.
Well, didn't you beat your fucking face in?
I don't remember. I think that was the leprechaun show.
I think it was too.
Because we went back for the Dead by Dark Hour, which was originally, we didn't make the Valentine's one. And then they redid that show in the summer, I think. I don't remember. I just know that one of them I got beat the fuck out of.
Yeah, he had a big fucking red eye from it, I think.
Well, this year they really lightened it up. So I'm sure the St. Patrick's Day will be a lot tamer too.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to tame people. Like Dwayne Johnson, they had to tame him a little bit on the WWE. He was dropping F-bombs on X, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I have no green cup, so I had to get my yellow cup that has a little bit of green on it right there.
I don't have any green either on my cup. Oh, well. I got a green liquor bottle, though.
You got a green hat, too.
I got my... So I can't be pinched. I got some green.
I'll pinch you right in the damn ass.
Oh, is that a promise?
Work this weekend.
Is that a promise?
No, it's a threat. So I was doing my WWE game right before we came on, and I had to have my headphones on because my sound bar screwed up on the PlayStation. And I've climbed the ladder, I'm about to grab the belt, and Lisa comes in and starts telling me something and made me wreck my game. So now it's on pause. I got to get this podcast over and go try to grab the belts. They're on ladders. It's hard.
That's funny.
It's hard, dude. This is a hard wrestling game this year.
Are you your own wrestler?
This is Shawn Michaels versus Scott Hall, aka Razor Ramon.
And you're Shawn Michaels.
WrestleMania showcase so I can get unlocked stuff.
Are you Shawn Michaels?
No, I'm Razor Ramon in this
one. Oh, okay.
AKA Scott Hall.
Didn't he just pass away not too long ago?
Passed away not long ago. He'd been battling a lot of addiction problems, and he pretty much wrecked his body over the years, I think. But he was one of the bad guys.
Yep. All right.
So it is St. Patrick's Day. Last year we did Leprechaun Part 1. Brett wanted to do the Leprechaun that had Hornswoggle in it. I don't know what that one's called. I think Leprechaun Origin. And I'm like, oh, we should do part two. Well, let's stay in order, because I know one of those Leprechaun sequels I'm a huge fan of. Well, apparently it's part three, because part two, yeah. Yeah. I should have listened to Brett, but now we can look forward to doing part three, I guess, next St. Patrick's Day. Yep. It's going to take us years to get through these movies if we do it this way.
Yep, there's eight of them all together. That'd be about like doing every, you know, like Halloween or all you know, got to switch it up, man.
We might have to do we should have done this for the midweek.
So we got enough Leprechauns for like six more seasons.
We should have done this one for a midweek and part three for the regular episode. But this is so bad, I didn't even go find my Blu-ray box. I just watched it off of my Voodoo copy, and I didn't even want to see if there's any extras. This is bad, folks. Leprechaun 2 is terrible.
Yes, it is.
So,
all right.
Shit fest known as Leprechaun 2. It's a shit fest.
All right. Leprechaun 2, also known as...
Yeah, it has another name.
Also known as One Wedding and Lots of Funerals.
They should have just stuck with that name.
In the UK, that was in the UK only. So, yeah.
They should have stuck with that name.
Yeah, they probably should have. That's funny. All right, it was directed by Rodman Flender.
God, Lay, no wonder it was bad then.
I don't even know what else he's done, really.
Music videos, and that's it.
Music videos? Okay. Must have been 80s music videos.
It was 80s music videos. It was probably...
Because this was in 94, and this seemed more 80s than it did 90s, really.
This was 80. It seemed more like 84.
It was 94. All right. Written by Turi Meyer and Al Septian. Based on characters by Mark Jones, who did the original Leprechaun movie.
I bet he wasn't very happy.
Probably not. Produced by Donald P. Borchers, Mark Amin, Mark Jones, and Michael Prescott. Cinematography by Jane Castle. Edited by Richard Gentner, Christopher Roth.
My question, this movie was even edited.
I know, really? I know. That's funny. Music by Jonathan Elias, and it sounded like an 80s movie soundtrack.
It was terrible. It was a bad, bad soundtrack.
It's like somebody was stuck, you know, stuck in the 80s or something.
He's doing those 80s glam rock videos, I guess.
Production company Planet Productions, distributed by Trimark Pictures. And it was released April 8th, 1994. Don't you think they could have released it 3 weeks earlier and had it come out on fucking St. Patrick's Day?
Trimark Pictures was not known for having much sense. That's why they went out of business.
All right, running time of 85 minutes, thank God.
It was a long 85 minutes, too.
Country of origin, United States, English language. Budget was $1.5 million, and they brought in $2.3 million at the box office.
I don't remember Leprechaun 2 at the box office. I do remember 1, but I don't remember 2. So I don't know.
I don't either.
Limited release, or it just stayed in the theater a short period of time.
Well, I had only seen this movie probably once before, and it wasn't even when it came out. It was probably a couple of years later after it done come out on home media. And
oh, I remember watching it on videotape, and I liked it back then. I really did. I will admit it. I thought it was a fun movie when I was younger.
All right, Carl, why don't you go into the plot here?
Oh, it starts out in the year what? Do you know what year?
Early 1900s, maybe, I think it was.
1399, we're going to say.
1399, okay.
Leprechaun has him a enslaved individual and says he's looking for his bride, and if he finds his bride, he's going to let the guy go free.
It's his 1,000th birthday.
It's his 1,000th birthday, and he's going to take him a bride. So he finds his bride, and it turns out to be the enslaved guy's daughter. And he begs him, don't take my daughter. Something about if she sneezes 3 times, she be my bride. Well, she starts sneezing, and I think about the 3rd sneeze. The leprechaun just kills the guy and says, I'll just take me a bride in another 1,000 years. And that's the beginning of the movie. So we fast forward to, I guess, the 80s, even though it was made in the 90s.
Yeah, I don't know what they didn't really have it.
They didn't say what year it was, but
it seemed 80s for sure.
Now, I don't know how in the hell the leprechaun ended up in, I guess they're in Hollywood. They have to be because they're going on all these
Los
places.
Angeles, yep.
Well, how did the leprechaun go from being in Ireland to Los Angeles, living in a tree and underneath Los Angeles? That's where he lives. And I think they actually give the leprechaun a name in this movie, but I can't pronounce it.
Well, he had a name in the first one, too.
I don't can't pronounce that one either.
But I don't think it's the same name because it's not supposed to be the same leprechaun, I guess.
All the leprechauns look the same. You can't tell one from the other.
You froze up, Carl. What's going on there, feller? There you go. You're back.
Movie fucked me up. I was just playing with you, actually.
No,
so anyway, the damn leprechaun's living in a tree.
Oh, shit.
Some homeless guy has a gold tooth, and the leprechaun pulls it out, throws it in his pile of gold. And then, I guess, eventually we see these two dumbasses that are trying to take a ride in a hearse that's a a murder tour of Hollywood.
Yeah.
And the kids, you know, trying to sell tickets to these two douchebags. The girl wants to eat ice cream or vice versa, but they finally get in the hearse. They find two others. So he goes to tell his uncle, hey, we got some people, and the uncle's drunk and will not take them on the tour. So the kid and his girlfriend end up taking them. And guess what? The girlfriend looks like that Irish O'Shea, whatever his name was, his daughter from the 1800s or 1300s or whatever the hell year. It's the same girl. She's related to the original O'Shea. Because I think the leprechaun said he would find him another one of that family in 1,000 years, and he did.
Yep.
Dude, I don't know what to tell you from that point on. What in the world? My camera
Whoa,
fell.
What's going on?
I think the leprechaun searched us.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah, the camera Damn. Just fell.
That's crazy, dude.
God dang, leprechaun.
Got next to the mic and was making some weird fucking sounds, dude.
The leprechaun's mad that we're slamming on his movie. We better stop.
Did you see? Okay. I got the beaver dressed up as a leprechaun back there too.
I don't see him.
Can't see him.
Oh. Okay.
Move that way. See? Can you see him?
I see nothing.
Okay, never mind.
Look red.
He was on the skull. He's sitting on the skull's lap with a leprechaun costume on.
Well, you wasted him. You should have put him on your table. Go get him. I want to see him.
He don't really have a costume. I just set something on him that looks like a leprechaun.
Oh, man. I wanted to see him.
He's not really dressed.
Okay. I don't have anything dressed as a leprechaun. I've got all the Easter shit out, but no leprechaun stuff.
So, yeah, basically, he's chasing this girl around the whole movie, trying to make her his wife, is basically what's going on.
That's the whole plot of the movie. Some dude's trying to steal her from the boyfriend, and the leprechaun tricks him into thinking it's her, and she has a topless scene, which is clearly not the actress.
No.
Shot a fake boob shot.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than a fake boob shot in a movie. It's a different, it's an F, what do you call it? A
stand in or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gets his face ate off by a fan. And yeah, it's as bad as it sounds. The acting is horrible in this movie. Absolutely horrific acting. Except for maybe the drunk uncle. I think he did a pretty good
job. Him and Warwick Davis still did a good job.
Did a good job. And also the leprechaun from Bad Santa's in it.
Yep.
Gives the kid a piece of fake gold.
I love that guy. All right. Well, since we might as well go over the cast now then.
Include the leprechaun from Bad Santa, please.
Yeah, he's in there. He's been in all kinds of stuff.
I'll go for it.
All right, first we got, like we said, Warwick Davis as Lubdon, the leprechaun.
I can't say that name.
Or Lubdon.
Let's call him Lubdon.
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 All right.
So he's lubed up.
It's Lubdan. Whatever.
Nobody cares.
He's the leprechaun.
Or the leprechaun.
Next, we got Charlie Heath as Cody Ingalls.
Is he related to Laura Ingalls from the Little House on the Prairie?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe. Next, we got Siobhan Durkin as Bridget Collum, otherwise known as O'Day's daughter.
I was pretty close. I called him something. Actually, I think for the 80s, she was kind of cute, I have to say. Or the 90s.
Next, we got Sandy Baron as Mortimer Morty Ingalls. He was the drunk uncle. And
he did a good job.
Yeah, he did. He played a good drunk. And he was, if you ever watched Seinfeld, he was Mr. Klompus on Seinfeld.
Never watched it.
He played a good part doing that too. He played a good Klompus. Next, we got James Lancaster as William O'Day. Adam B.
O'Shea. I was close.
Could have been, might as well have been O'Shea. Adam Beesk as Ian Joyce. Linda Hopkins as the housewife. Warren A. Stevens as Wiggins, the security guard. Arturo Gill as the pub drunk. And none of these people, you cannot even highlight their name to see what the...
They've not ever been in anything.
They've probably done nothing since. So, all right, on to Kimmy Robertson as the tourist girlfriend. And what's it say? She was on Twin Peaks. She's been in a lot of stuff too. Clint Howard as the tourist. Good old Clint. And there's some trivia about that too, about him being in this.
Okay, cool. I want to hear that one.
Billy Beck as the homeless man.
He did a pretty good job.
Yeah, he did.
With his getting his poor tooth knocked out and shit.
Yeah.
Pulled out. You know, this movie's not completely terrible. It has its redeeming factors.
It's more of a comedy, I think, really.
Yeah, it is. It is. That's why I think as a kid I liked it.
Next we got Al White as Sergeant Kelly. Martha Hackett as Detective. Didn't even give her a name. Tony Cox as the Black Leprechaun.
There he is.
There he is. He's been in all kinds of stuff. There's some trivia about him too.
Besides him. York Davis.
There's some trivia about both of them too together and stuff. They played some other parts together. Mark Keeley as Tim Steer, Michael McDonald as the waiter, and that is the cast for Leprechaun 2.
Bunch of extras. There were a lot of little people extras in the movie.
Yes, there was.
Whatever the proper pronunciation, I don't know anymore. I'm not going to say anything offensive, so I'll just leave it little peoples.
They must have expected big things for this movie because
they did.
It opened in 252 theaters across the United States, and it grossed $672,775 in its first and opening weekend. So,
yeah, I think they were expecting it to do a lot better than it did.
And that's probably almost about a quarter of what it made total. So
that's true. It did make its money.
Yeah.
Whole run, at least. And I'm sure it made a killing in home video.
Yeah. It was actually nominated for an award, too. And it won.
Best Leprechaun.
Nope. Fangoria Chainsaw Awards 1994. Winner for worst film.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it
I can
should have
see
won
it
that.
Too. I can see it too. Oh, so have you watched the Blu-ray before? Does it got like any good special features and stuff
I
on
don't
it? Or?
Remember. I didn't even look for it. I think what happened is once I first put it on Vudu, because it came with the digital copies when you bought the, was it the 6-pack of movies or there's 7 of them? However many Leprechauns.
Oh, so you got that 7-pack?
I do. And
okay.
I thought, well, you know, I'm just going to watch it on Vudu. Then I'll pull out the Blu-ray. And then I realized that this was not the Leprechaun that I expected it to be. I just sort of was disheartened because part 3 is actually a good sequel. And we'll cover that next year, I guess, unless I can con Brett into doing it as a halfway to St.
No.
Patrick's Day. Or I'll do it as a midweek. Fuck it.
It can wait till next year.
So I don't know what's
Maybe
up.
Next year I'll have a shillelagh.
Maybe. But yeah, it's a like a typical Lionsgate release. Your first movie's gonna have anything as far as features, and it's just gonna go downhill from there. I'm sure Leprechaun Origin probably has a little bit more. But honestly,
well, it had help with the WWE too, so
yeah. Honestly, I would just buy Leprechaun 1 and just leave it if you really want to see one of these Leprechaun movies.
Well, you can buy that 7-pack for like $8.99 or something.
Well, part 3 is good, and Origins, I think, might be enjoyable. Then you got the Hood movies. They're fucking hilarious.
Yeah, they're definitely kind. I seen the first Hood movie, and I haven't seen anything after that except for the newest one that they did in what 2019. So
Leprechaun Returns,
yeah, something like that.
They're making another Leprechaun 10, I believe, right now.
And that was a straight to, I think, something Peacock or one of them too.
Straight to streaming.
Yep, straight to streaming. So.
So. Yeah, I don't know what else to say about this thing.
All right, well, let's go into some trivia here.
Do the trivia, and then we're going to call it an early night, I think. I don't have a backup album to review like on the last really shitty movie we did. Last time we had a backup, and I wasn't prepared tonight for one. Go ahead and do trivia. I may find an album.
All right. This is the only Leprechaun film to actually take place on St. Patrick's Day.
That's true. It was his birthday.
The one of us chant that with the little people sing while in the bar is a tribute to a similar scene from Todd Browning's 1932 movie Freaks. Where'd you go, fella?
Keep talking. Nobody sees me.
One of the discarded drafts focused on how the leprechaun would seek revenge on Tori Redding, tricking her into marrying him. Jennifer Aniston was offered $25,000, but she refused to retake her character because she had just started what series, Carl?
Archie Bunker.
Yeah. Nope. Friends. She started Friends that year. And like we talked about in the original Leprechaun. She wishes this. She wished the Leprechaun movie would just go away.
God, don't we all at this point?
All right. I guess there's a movie called Fatal Past. There's a German VHS copy of it. Includes a rare trailer of Leprechaun 2 that shows scenes that weren't in the final film. I'm wondering if that's on your Blu-ray, if there's anything on there. It's got the original trailer. Oh, it shows the boob scene on the trailer. That's weird.
Isn't that weird?
Well, it's Germany. They do all kinds of crazy shit over there, so. Denise Richards was considered for the role of Bridget. However, both she and Siobhan Durkin, they starred in Tammy and the T-Rex from 1994. Do you remember that show?
No.
It was dumb. Dumb stuff there, really dumb stuff. It was on Shudder, and I watched it, tried watching it one night. I got like 20 minutes in and was like, no thanks. But it's like a big cult classic, supposedly. I don't know. All righty, let's see. Like we said, this is the last film in the series to be given a theatrical release until, Leprechaun Origins did.
Leprechaun Origins did get a theatrical release because the WWE was pushing it.
Let's see, we already covered that about the name. When Jennifer Aniston refused to return, Trimark Pictures decided not to scrap the Leprechaun plot in search of a wife, as they considered it a profitable premise for the teenage public. Why would that be a premise? See, Trimark Pictures is stupid, man.
I told you they were stupid.
That's dumb.
Yeah, I don't have any teenagers in that day and age is looking for a wife at that point.
Heather Langenkamp was offered the role of Bridget, but turned it down to work on New Nightmare from 1994.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, it is. That needs to go on the list.
That needs to go on the list because that might be the best Friday Nightmare movie of the series.
This says reportedly Siobhan Durkin used a body double.
They would have showed her face if it wasn't.
Yeah, exactly. And plus, them were a little bigger than what she looked like she was carrying around in her little flimsy shirt she wore. So, in the shot of Cody and Morty sitting at the table, you can clearly see a movie poster on the wall behind them reading, Part 2, The Body Count Continues. That's a poster from Friday the 13th, Part 2 from 1981. Although the top half is hidden, it is also an inside joke since this is a horror movie sequel and the body count does continue.
That's just stupid. Friday the 13th, Part 2 looks like a freaking
Academy Award winning
film. Gone with the Wind compared to this.
Oh, shit. Oh, let's see. After finishing the original movie, series creator Mark Jones hoped for a sequel. However, Jones only agreed to stay on as producer because he was too busy writing Rumpelstiltskin from 1995. While they were filming this movie, in the hopes he could create other horror franchises of his own characters, he told the studio, go and run with it. So, he didn't really have nothing to do with it. So, yeah, just go ahead. I'm working on something else. Go ahead. I bet he shit when it came out. All right, when Clint Howard's getting in the hearse, the Cody kid asked him, go ahead and go get some ice cream if you're too scared.
Yeah.
Well, in 1995, Clint Howard made a movie that he starred in. You know what that movie was?
Ice Cream.
The Ice Cream Man. Yeah. You ever seen that?
I remember it. Yeah.
I have never seen that, I don't think.
I can't remember the name, but yeah,
it's I think there's a couple of them that he made. I love Clint. I used to watch, remember Gentle Ben? Did you ever watch that?
Did, actually.
That's some old school shit right there, dude. Oh, that's funny. Let's see here. Warwick Davis and Tony Cox both played Ewoks in Return of the Jedi from 1983. That's a little bit of trivia there for the Tony Cox guy. Did you know that he played an Ewok too?
Actually, I did not.
The guard dog Andretti is a reference to none other
Mario
than
Andretti.
Yep.
Exactly. Hey, look, Blair's looking at you now.
Who, what?
Blair.
Oh, she is. She's looking at exceptionally fucking creepy tonight, too.
I think there's some haunts going on here. We had the camera fall and the whole internet locked up and all kinds of shit. We pissed somebody off.
We seem to do that a lot.
Yeah, we pissed off the leprechaun community tonight.
Oh, shit.
Shout out to my favorite leprechaun, Mark Mullen. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Warwick Davis and Tony Cox were both also in Willow.
That I remembered, yeah.
And Cox was Davis's stunt double in Leprechaun 1992, the original. So he's a stunt man and all kinds of shit.
All kinds of shit, yeah.
He was funniest was in Bad Santa, though, dude. He did such a good job of that movie. And Me, Myself, and Irene, too. Have you seen
We're
that?
We're doing Bad Santa this year for Christmas.
Yeah, we could.
We are. It's evil.
Yeah. Billy Bob Thornton. He was in town, too. He was, like, right down the road the other day. They were filming.
Where the hell were they filming on 4th Street?
That right there, right before you, if you're going south on the, right before you hit the railroad tracks, that little grocery store off on the left, right there on the corner 4th, they were filming there.
Why?
For some movie called Landman or something.
No, but why would they have picked that place?
I don't know. They've been filming all over Fort Worth, so, yeah.
Why don't they come down here and film at the Count Karabi Museum?
They can come down. Let them come.
They can't get down Blandon because of that truck blocking the road.
It's gone now. He moved on over to Macklemore.
Okay, Macklemore's where he belongs.
Macklemore, that's an Irish name. Shit.
Macklemore.
Well, that's about all I got for trivia, so.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and promote an album now.
All right.
For St. Patrick's Day, I'm promoting State of Euphoria from Anthrax. This has nothing to do with Ireland or St. Patrick's Day. It's just the album I grabbed. It's a good Anthrax album. I don't know if you've covered it yet on the midweek.
Yeah, I did on the midweek, actually.
I did. I'm going to give this a 4.5. So there's my album review.
Yeah, this that's a very release. Popular, good album by Anthrax, for this sure.
The original release CD from back, when did this come out? 89, I think? 90.
I think I originally had that on vinyl. What year did it come out?
I can't see.
It's 88, I think.
It's 88, yeah. I got it so dark with all the green in here, it's hard to read. So that's my Leprechaun pick of the week, Anthrax, State of Euphoria. Probably my favorite Anthrax album. The song Antisocial is just me, honestly. We were talking before the show about going to Texas Frightmare Weekend. I'm like, I don't want to go there. I don't want to be around people. I'm very antisocial unless I'm in the right environment. And no, Texas Frightmare Weekend is not the right environment.
Yeah. I'm going to let Carl leave early.
Thank God. I don't mind staying at the haunt.
You're convention. Dismissed.
The haunt convention was fun. I can handle that.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome this year. I'm working on a couple things too about that too.
Nothing against Texas Frightmare Weekend, and I appreciate the fact you're letting us go. It's just there's too many people there for me, and I get antisocial, just like the Anthrax song. It's true. I really do. Unless I'm at a heavy metal concert, anytime there's a big crowd, I sort of get panicky. I just do.
Yep.
But not at a heavy metal concert. I never have. Go figure.
Yeah, you've never been the really, like when we went last time, I think, to Texas Frightmare, and when you were, after you got Tall Man's thing done, you left, man.
Yeah, I'm not big on conventions. Never have been. The haunt convention's different because we're sitting at a booth or a table.
Yeah.
People are coming to us. I'm not going to them. So
exactly.
Different thing. Hell, maybe next year we may just get a booth at Frightmare. I don't know.
That's expensive.
Oh, let's talk about Leprechaun 2. You go
all
first.
All right. I go first. Well,
I went first last week.
All right. Well, like I said, I hadn't watched this in probably, 30 years now? 94 in that 30 years?
Yeah, 30 years.
Maybe 28. And now I know why I haven't watched it again in 30 years. Not a very good movie.
No.
Very campy.
Bad acting.
Just the cinematography. Everything was really fast moving.
Editing's not even that good. The special effects are not the best.
No, they're not. Like ripping guts open and stuff. It looked like paper mache.
It's bad. And I apologize because I picked it, but like I said, I thought it was part three, I think. We'll find out next year. We may be like, well, damn, I was wrong. Part three sucks too. It's shit as well.
So
what you gonna give this?
I'm gonna have to give it a one, dude. Yeah.
One Irish.
There's nothing at all really other than Warwick Davis. You know, he
Irish Clover, one of five.
Yeah. I'm gonna give it one four leaf clover.
Well, I'm gonna also give it a one. And that's all it deserves.
Yeah.
There's a part of me has a little nostalgic feel for it, maybe, but I mean, I used to feel nostalgic about Land of the Lost, and trying to watch those now is like, sucks too. And there, hey, they're right
where can
there.
You watch them at? Oh, you got them on Blu-ray?
I got Robbie Museum. I got all of them on DVD.
Oh, man.
Yeah. They're all hard
three,
to watch.
All three now, seasons?
All three seasons. It's still nothing better than a slee stack.
I'm friends with Holly on Facebook.
That's cool.
Yeah, she's cool chick, man.
Yeah, but the effects in that were, you know, that movie's old, though, that Land of the Lost. This Leprechaun's not that old, so it don't get no pass. It gets a one, and you're lucky to give it a one.
Land of the Lost was fucking cool in like 1976, dude. For
it was
sure.
Cool when I was a kid, you know, watching it on reruns, but it's pretty dated now. But I still hate that fucking idiot, whatever the hell his name is, that made the movie that fucked it up.
Oh, like, yeah.
Name?
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. I hate Will Ferrell with a passion. I ain't never nothing about him funny. And honestly, he should have been in Leprechaun 2 because that's about where that guy deserves a fucking up Land of the Lost movie. They should go.
I like Will Ferrell, but he didn't.
Time machine and put Will Ferrell's ass in the Leprechaun movie.
Yeah, they threw a bunch of money at that fucking thing, and it was a piece of shit.
I knew it was gonna be because nobody wanted it. Yeah. Nobody that could. They could have made the next fucking franchise with the Land of the Lost films if they'd have done it right.
Exactly. They tried to make it too comedic.
As a Will Ferrell.
Yeah. So no, I love Will Ferrell, but I have to admit that movie sucked.
Only thing he's good at was when he was that Bobby whatever movie. The race car movie.
Oh. Yeah, I like all everything he's done,
I don't
man.
know. I don't
Except for that. Yeah,
I'm in a bad mood now
I
thinking
was
about
very
how bad.
disappointed in the Land of, because I'm a big Land of the Lost fan,
I
man.
like it too. It's just, and I wasn't down on it. I'm just saying the effects of this Leprechaun 2 reminded me of Land of the Lost, which was made in the 1970s
Yep.
and on a TV budget. So Trimark really fucked this thing
Best
up.
fucking stop motion fucking shit you ever seen in your life, man. For
Trimark
sure.
fucked this movie up.
Huh? Yeah, this
Trimark
movie,
fucked
yeah.
Leprechaun.
Yep. Yep.
And that's all I got to say. I've ruined St. Patrick's Day for everybody.
That leprechaun. I'll take his gold. I don't give a shit.
Oh, he's already fucking with me over here, made my camera fall down.
All right, well, I guess that's all
That's
we
good.
got for Leprechaun do.
Two thumbs down.
Yeah, two thumbs down for sure.
Hey, what's going on? You
What are you
see
doing there? You're fucking with me now.
that?
All
I
right,
got to
everybody.
go.
Thanks for watching and listening. Whoever watches or listens and
If anybody, everybody's numbers keep going up and ours keep going down, and I don't give a fuck.
I don't either. We're just doing it to have fun, man. Fuck. So, anyway,
I gotta
thank
go
you,
finish my
everybody.
ladder match now.
Us out on all the social medias. What else? Yeah, if you're gonna be at Texas Frightmare, we'll be there this year. So,
Brett
or
will be there more than me.
yeah, I'll be there more than Carl. So, what
I'll be there to
else?
sign autographs.
What's that?
I'll be there to sign autographs.
Sign autographs.
Yeah.
I was thinking about dressing up and going one day, maybe. Dressing up as Bubba.
You got the
Depends on
clothes.
how hot it is.
You're gonna say it's too hot and not want to do it.
If it's too hot, I won't do it. But maybe Sunday I'll do it. The last day. That way, if I do get too hot, I can fucking leave. But and we got the Texas Hunter Convention coming up in July, so and I'm like I said, I'm working on some stuff, gonna try to work on some stuff with them. I want to try to do something maybe one night, so one of the two nights. So all right, everybody, we will talk to you later, and stay evil, everybody.
So fair, her bosom so ample. Tonight I can claim me bride. Make this ring, I thee wed.
Bridget!
Now what the hell happened? A leprechaun did it.
Leprechauns don't exist.
What's that you say?
There's no stopping me now.
I want me go.
Get it out of me.
As you may, scream as you might. It's gonna be one hell of a wedding night. Now you're in for some trouble. Hurry up into your bridal chamber. I may now kiss the bride.